USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
But with all of it being said, we want to go through a full process. I have great confidence in the U.S. Senate.
President Trump defending his pick for the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh. He is denying an allegation of sexual assault made by a woman from more than 30 years ago. There will be a public hearing on the Hill come Monday.
They'll go through a process and hear everybody out.
On the left, New York Senator Democrat Chuck Schumer weighs in.
For too long, women have made serious allegations of abuse and have been ignored or dragged through the mud. It would be a disgrace if this body and our fellow Republicans let that happen.
And Maine Senator Republican Susan Collins.
Obviously, if Judge Kavanaugh has lied about what happened, that would be disqualifying.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Turning now to the aftermath of Hurricane Florence, where flooding is still an enormous issue in some spots. President Trump says America grieves with those who lost family members in the storm.
To every family who has lost a loved one in these really devastating hurricanes and storms, all of America grieves with you.
The president goes on to say,
our fellow citizens are being affected by the devastating impact of Hurricane Florence. Nearly 20,000 federal and military personnel are deployed to support response efforts along the southeast coast. These are incredible people.
Stores hiring for the holidays. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
A record low jobless rate has retailers scrambling to find temporary holiday workers. Target said that it's planning to hire 12,000 seasonal employees at a 20% increase from last year. The starting wage is $12 an hour. That's a dollar more than those who were recently hired. Kohl's and Penney's started hiring their seasonal workers in June.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
It may sound very unusual, but Pope Francis with a message to the Sicilian Mafia about crime. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
The message Pope Francis delivers to the Sicilian Mafia is, give up crime, embrace love. He spoke to a crowd in Palermo over the weekend and warned that people cannot believe in God and be members of the Mafia. He said Sicily requires men and women of love, not men and women of honor, a reference to the code that Mafia members proclaim to live by. In the past, Pope Francis has called for the excommunication of Mafia members, many of whom regularly worship in the church. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Turning now to news about Russian military drills, Soviet warships conducting maneuvers in the Bering Sea, which separates Russia from Alaska, and what some believe serves as a message to the West. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
It is Moscow's biggest military drill since the fall of the Soviet Union, involving as many as 300,000 troops, over 1,000 military aircraft, with two supporting naval fleets. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the West has no intention of backing down in the face of a resurgent Russia, insisting the Western alliance will hold firm.
America's NATO allies employed tens of thousands of intelligence personnel, giving the United States better eyes and better ears.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.